Hi, I'm Sarah Sladek. Welcome back to the podcast, Membership Monday. On this podcast, we talk about membership recruiting and retention strategies. Do you remember when people joined associations because it was the right thing to do? Well, it's no longer the right thing to do. Change has happened. We know that for a fact because for several decades, membership has been declining for associations globally. In fact, we can pinpoint 1994 as a turn point in association history. In 1994, membership decline made national headlines. All of a sudden, service clubs and churches and membership associations alike were observing that membership for the first time and possibly forever was going down. And there was lots of conversations about why is that happening? Lots of predictions of the future that it was just a blip on the screen. It was probably just had something to do with a mini recession that we were in at that time. And yet here we are all these years later. And has membership rebounded? No. Well, one of the reasons is because we're still approaching membership like it's the right thing to do. We're expecting members to come to the associations and to seek us out. We're still holding steadfast to traditions that should have been long put out to pasture. We're still addressing things like Robert's Rules of Order and all kinds of governance formalities. There are associations with huge boards of directors. And yet we know things are changing. We know things are changing because of demographic shifts. Our workforce is getting younger now rather than older. So it's not uncommon to see workers dressed more like this than all formal and in suits and ties. We're getting more casual. We're getting more slang oriented. We're getting more angry about the state of the world, and we want to change it. No, not only do we want to change it, we want our associations to create change. We are not on the same path. Historically, associations, like everything else in society, were organized by this idea of hierarchy. In fact, we've had hierarchy since the beginning of time. This idea that the elder of any given society had all the power and the wisdom and the experience, and everyone would gather around and learn from the elder. But then technology came on the scene, giving people access to more opportunities, more knowledge, more information. All of a sudden, we became smarter. We became more consumer savvy. We became more educated about global affairs and what was happening in other places throughout the world. Our knowledge changed. Our skill sets changed. All of a sudden, we had younger generations with as much knowledge and actually to the point of Gen Z under the age of 25, creating and consuming more information than any other generation. And that all of a sudden levels the playing field. It changes everything because now we know that every generation has something to learn and something to teach. Think about it. Something to learn, something to teach, different skill sets, different experiences. But our associations are not built for that. Our associations, in many cases, are still using governance models that celebrate that hierarchy and that experience and that wisdom. And you can't be on the board until you have 15 years experience. So then we get these boards of directors that are all people over the age of 50. And all of a sudden, we start to scratch our heads and say, well, why aren't associations relevant? And we make up these excuses like, well, it's because younger generations aren't joiners, not the way we were when we were young. No, It's not some character flaw. It's because associations have grown increasingly irrelevant because they've created these echo chambers where they're just hearing from one another and they're, again, holding steadfast to those traditions of the past. And as a result, there's this widening gap and they are growing further and further apart from the market. More and more irrelevant. Less and less likely to accept new ideas from new people and to bring new skill sets to the forefront. Our history is what got us here. Associations had their boom years in the last century, where everyone joined because it was the right thing to do. Especially in the baby boom era, there was this huge influx of membership growth because it was a post-war era and people were hungry for that idea of community. And they were congregating in their bowling clubs and going to the country club. And it was all about YMCAs and membership associations and Kiwanis and Rotary and on and church and on and on and on. All these affiliations that I want to feel like I'm part of something and I want to feel like I belong. That need to belong hasn't gone away. It's simply changed. Because now what we want from our associations is something really different. We want our associations to think globally. We want our associations to think collaboratively. We want our associations to be accepting, inclusive places. And when we operate from a place of hierarchy, that's the opposite. That's the opposite of everything, anything resembling collaboration, inclusion, or globalization. It's time to get rid of the hierarchy. Yes, we can recognize and celebrate our traditions of the past, but if you really want to grow, start with leadership. Ask yourselves, is there a place where everyone can lead, learn, and feel like they belong? Are we truly inclusive? Are we truly open to new ideas from new people? Or are we stuck in the past? I'm Sarah Sladek. This is Membership Monday. Thank you for tuning in.